Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning the sugya today of Shmiras HaMikdosh. Very fascinating sugya. Yiratzon Shibana Beis HaMikdosh B'meheira V'yameinu. And in the meantime, we'll be Osek in V'sein Chelkeinu B'sar HaSecha and understanding the halachos of Shmiras HaMikdosh. And this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal, the Rambam, in the 8th perek of Hilchos Beis HaBechiro, in the first halacha, writes, Shmiras HaMikdosh Mitzvahs Asei, Ve'af Opi She'ein Sham Pachad Me'oyev, Ve'lo Melistim, She'ein Shmirato Ela Kavodlo, She'eino Dome Platuron, She'yesh Alav Shomrin, Le'Platurin, She'ein Alav Shomrin. Guarding the Beis HaMikdosh is a mitzvah asay, even though there is no fear of an enemy and not of bandits, because the shmira of the Beis HaMikdosh is a kavod HaMikdosh. Because you can't compare a palace that has guards to a palace that doesn't have guards. We have a dugma chaya ledover in our day in Buckingham Palace. You know, they're not worried about Oyev and Listim. England is not at war presently. But that's the covet of the palace that you have Shomrim. And so writes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Chof Beis, Hu Shetzivanu Lishmor HaMikdosh V'Lalechetz Boi Tomid B'chol Laila Kol HaLaila L'Gadloi U'Lechabdo U'Leroi Memoi. We are commanded to guard the Mikdosh and to always go there every night, all night, to make it great, to honor it, and to exalt it. And there it says, V'sham ne'emar, says the Rambam. This is at the end of this is in the Sifri Zuta in Parashas Korach. Gedula l'mikdash sheyesh olav shoimrim. Lo doime platorin sheyesh olav shoimrim, le platorin she'ein olav shoimrim. This is the greatness of the mikdash, that there are guards. First we quoted the Rambam, who said this in the Yad, in Beis HaBechira 8.1, and now in the Sefer HaMitzvos. V'yadua ki platorin hu shem ha'ichal. When it says the platorin, this palace, that's the name of the sanctuary. V'yamru ki mehagdalat ha'ichal v'romimuto, shu shomrim mesudarim alav. So the greatness of the of this heichal is that there should be guards around it, guarding it. Ad kan midivrei kotsho shel Rambam, v'cheinu b'chinuch. B'mitzvah Shin Pei Ches. V'cheinu b'hakdomas haramban. L'sefer b'amidbor. Ayein b'shnei ha'mikorot hanal. V'cheinu b'divrei ha'ra'avad. V'divrei ha'rosh. V'tamid perek alef mishnah alef. Ayein sham. V'cheinu b'rabbi Ovadia. B'tamid perek alef mishnah alef. U'b'midot perek alef mishnah alef. Ayein sham. ותמוע מאוד לכאורה, עכשיו אנחנו נתחיל עם מסכת הקושיות, שהרי להדיה, we learned explicitly in Parashas Korach, which is the mokor for this mitzvah, as the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, that this mitzvah was said as an answer to the taina of the Jewish people, in chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. V'yimru b'nei Yisrael al Moshe le'mor, hin gavanu avadnu, kulanu avadnu, kol hakarev hakarev el mishkan Hashem yamut, ha'imtanu legvoa. This is after the whole Maisa, with Korach, Adas Korach. So the children of Israel spoke to Moshe, saying, behold, we are dying. We will perish. We're all lost. Whoever comes the closest to the Mishkan, of Hashem dies. Have we been consigned to die? Rashi, we cannot be careful of that. We are all permitted to enter the courtyard of the Oel Moed, of the Tent of Meeting. But if you go closer than his fellow, and he goes into the Oel Moed, he'll die. Haim tanu l'gvo Hashem ufkarnu l'misa. Maybe we've been consigned, chas v'shalom, to death. So what's Vayter? Chapter 18, this is in Bamidbar 18. Vayomer Hashem el Aaron, ata uvanecha uveit avicha itach, tisu et avon ha-mikdash, ve'ata uvanecha itach, tisu et avon kehunatchem. Hashem said to Aaron, you and your sons and your father's house shall bear the iniquity associated with the sanctuary, and you and your sons and you shall bear the iniquity associated with the kahuna. Rashi explains that Hashem didn't say this directly to Aaron, but he said this to Moshe to say to Aaron and caution him regarding regulations for the benefit of the Israelites. L'moshe omar shi'omar le'aron la'asiro al takanat Yisrael shelo yikansu la'mikdash, that they shouldn't enter the sanctuary. And then we have Pasuk Beis, V'gam et achecha matei levi, shevet avicha akrev itach, v'yelvu alecha, v'yishartucha, v'ata uvanecha itach, lifnei oel ha'idut. Also your brethren, the tribe of Levi, your father's tribe, draw close to you, and they shall join you and minister to you, and you and your sons with you, before the Tent of Testimony. V'gam et achecha, Rashi omer, b'nei Gershon u'b'nei Merari, v'yelavu, v'yitchabru aleichem la'asir gam et hazarim milekarev aleihem. They shall join you to warn any outsiders not to approach them. V'yishartucha, Rashi, v'shmirat ha'sharim, v'lemnot mehem gizbarim v'amarkelim. By watching the gates, and serving as treasurers and supervisors. Harei shenitna mitzvah. What's this mitzvah for? What's this mitzvah for? To make sure that people who aren't supposed to come close don't come close. V'cheinu lehedya b'devrei Rashi b'parashat Bamidbar b'perek gimel pasuk vav על הפסוק הקרב את בני לוי ושרתו אותו, ומהו השירות? What is this service of the בני לוי? ושמרו את משמרתו. לפי ששמירת המקדש עליו, שלא יקרב זר, שנאמר אתה ובניך ובית אביך איתך תישאו את אבון המקדש, והלווים עליו מסיים אותם, זוהי השירות. So you have the Levim helping out the Kohanim with the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdosh. And what's the purpose of this Mikdosh? That they don't sin, they don't go in when they're not allowed to go in. V'yem b'zeh Rashi, gam b'Rashi, u'mitzudot b'dvrei amim bet, per chav gimel pasuk yotet. As hine yesh lenu b'Rashi, שכל העניין הזה של שמירת המקדש זה כדי למנוע כניסת זרים. It's to prevent people from coming in. That's the purpose of שמירת המקדש. אז למה הרמב״ם ועוד ראשונים שמנינו Why are they all saying that it's Mishum Kovod HaMikdosh? So in the Gro, in his Biur Tetamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he writes on what it says in there, Bishlosha Miktom Makomis HaKohanim Shomrim, Hai Shmira Mefurash B'Seder Korach, Mishum Shelo Yikanes Zar B'Tocho. So he says that this Shmira is a Mefurash in Sidras Korach, in Parshas Korach, so that a Zar doesn't come in, a non-Kohen doesn't come in. Aval Eich Mevoar B'Pshitut Lo Ken, B'Devrei HaRambam V'Achinuch, Aval Mitzad Sheni Tzarich B'Yur B'Devrei HaGra. So on one hand, we have now like the Rambam and now like the Chinuch in the Gra, but the Gra is going with Pashas Apsukim. On the other hand, the Gra is writing this Bepashtus. And Erzeichend Nisht, Ulot Sien, Shelehed Yakenu, Bedevrei, Hasifri Zuta Shevia Rambam, Ubedevrei Rambam Veachinuch. The Gra, for whatever odd reason, writes this bepshitus that it's mitzat shmira, and he doesn't note that the Sifri Zuta, cited by the Rambam and cited by the Chinuch, say that it's midin kovet, not midin shmiras hamakom. So that leaves us scratching our heads to understand why. Eich mitalei mize agra? How does the Gra avoid that, the pashtus of the medrash quoted by the Rishonim, and how do all these Rishonim go against what it seems to be pashtus apasuk, apsukim? What requires even more understanding and explanation and analysis is what the Rambam writes in the Moira, in the third volume of the third chelek of the Moira, in the 45th parak. The third is the, I don't want to say the most interesting because it's all interesting, but in the third, it's more more popular like that, that we can understand it. You don't have to be a big philosopher. The Rambam just explains, not just, but the Rambam explains a lot of mitzvahs, the reason for the mitzvahs. So in chelek gimel parak mem hey, the Rambam writes, אבל מה ששמירה והביקורת זה במהדורת הרב קפח. אבל מה ששמירה והביקורת סביב המקדש תמיד, הרי זה רוממות לו וכבוד, וגם כדי שלא יתפרצו השכלים עם סמך והטמאים אליו, ולא במצב של ניבול כמו שיתבאר. אז הנה לפנינו דבר מאוד מוזר, שכאן הרמב״ם כן מפרש שזה מדין טמאים, שטמאים לא ייכנסו. הרמב״ם אומר, הרמב״ם says both reasons. הרמב״ם says מדין כבוד, מדין רוממות וכבוד, זה הטעם הראשון שהרמב״ם מביא, והרמב״ם מביא עוד טעם שני, שזה מדין שמירה, שהפולס, הסחולים. Interesting that the word seichel, a lot of times samach and sin are interchangeable. So seichel means intellect, and it also means a fool, with a samach. So, why in the Rambam in the Moira not say like the Rambam in the Yad in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? That's something to wonder about. Especially since the Rambam in the Moira is saying Kepashtus. So he should have said that also in his Halachas. Gam tzarich leva'er Rambam shekotev beperek chet be'alacha bet v'shmira zo mitzvata kol ha'layla. And this Shmiro is done all night. It's the night. It's a night shift job. Ve'ashomrim em haKohanim ve'haLevim. And who are the Shomrim? The Kohanim and Levim. שנאמר אתה ובנך איתך לפני אוהל העדות, ונאמר אחרונים קדמה לפני אוהל מועד מזרחה, משה ואהרון ובניו שומרי משמרת המקדש. So we have that Aaron and his sons are guarding, and we have the pasuk that says Pasuk Dalet, Perek Yitches, Parashas Korach, and they should guard the guarding of Oel Moed. And it says, V'achonim Kedma, those who are camping east in front of Oel Moed, Moshe Aaron Ubanav, who are Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. So we have the Kohanim and the Levim. As Lama Rama mevi et shnei apsukim rishonim, because that's the tzivui. Atah uvenach itach lefnei oel haidut v'shamru at mishmeret oel moed. That's the tzivui, as we see in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Sechof Beis that we quoted earlier, hu shetzivanu etc. V'hu amro yitale le'aron atah uvenach itach lefnei oel haidut v'kvar nechpal tzivui zeh b'lashon acher. והוא אמרו יתברך ושמרו את משמרת אוהל מועד. אז מבואר שגם פסוק זה נאמר ציווי מצוות עשה, אם כי הוא בלשון אחר, אבל על כל פנים שני הפסוקים הם עיקר מצוות העשה, וכן הרמב"ם מביא אותם כאן כמקור למה שכתב בתחילת דבריו, ששמרת המקדש היא מצוות עשה. So it's a little schwer in the Radbaz, he didn't understand why the Rambam brings these psukim. Pashtus. He brings them because these are the tzivuyim on Shmiras HaMikdosh. These are the tzivuyim. This is where the command was given. אבל אנחנו רוצים להבין, why did the Rambam bring also what it says in Parshas Bamidbor, פרק ג' פסוק למד ח', ואחרונים קדם לפני המועד מזרחה, משה ואהרון ובניו, שומרי משמרת הקודש. That's not a mitzvah essay. The Rambam already brings two psukim of the mitzvah essay. Why does he have to bring the pasuk in Bamidbar, which isn't a command? It's telling how it was, but it's not a command. אז הרדבז כתב לבאר, based on the sugya in Tomit, חובוב עמד א', that they learn from this pasuk, that the Kohanim would guard in three places. And that's why the Rambam brings it. But the Rambam isn't talking here about where the Shmira was. The Rambam is just trying to bring a mako for this mitzvah saseh. And this pasuk l'chor is not a mako for the mitzvah saseh. So why is the Rambam bringing it? Gam tzarich la'avin, מה שכתב הרמב״ם בהלכה ג', ואם בתלו שמירה זו עברו בלא תעשה, and if they're mevatel this shmira they're over on a los esay, שנאמר ושמרתם את משמרת הקודש, ולשון שמירה אז הרה היא הלמדת ששמירתו מצוות עשה וביטול שמירתו mitzvat lo ta'aseh. So if they nullify this shmira, if they don't keep this shmira, they're over in a losek. It says u'shmartem es mishmeres hakodesh, and shmira is an azhara. It's a lashon of a lo ta'aseh. It's a lashon of a no-no, telling you not to do it. That's what the lashon means. And so writes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sisei Samach Zayin, and the Rambam says that his makor is from the Sifri, that he brings also in Mitzvah Sechov Beis, from the Sifri Zuta, that this V'shamarta is a Mitzvah Lo Sisei. But we have to understand what the Shar HaMishpot writes in the fourth parak of Hilchas Tefillin, in Halacha Yud Aleph, Shelich Ora, Talui davar ze במחלוקת אמוראים במנחות הפלמת וב. Is the Hishamer an essay, and therefore one wears tefillin at night, he's over on an essay, or is it a lav? And since the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefillin that it's a lav, that Hishamer is a lav, and therefore in tefillin night's a lav, therefore here we say it's a los essay. However, the Birkei Yosef in Orach Chaim in Siman Lamed in Sifkat and Aleph is machriach b'shitas haRambam al pi divrei haTosfot be'eruvin daf tzadivav shegam leRabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's a lav, that's only at night there's a lav, because you can't say that the Hishamer is going on the essay of wearing tefillin. But b'yom, where there's an essay of tefillin, the Hishamer is in the essay and not on the lav. ועל פי זה בייר שם תשפיר תמוע מערית והכנסת הגדולה שכאן הוא הישמר על עשה וקום ועשה. In other words, when the Hishamer can only be referring to a lav, so then you can explain it that way. But if the Hishamer can be a mitzvah asay, then you explain it that way. So here the Hishamer should be a mitzvah asay of guarding. So Mehechi Teisi that the Rambam says it's a lav. It's only a lav in Hilchos Tefillin, where at night it can only be explained as a lav. Not to wear tefillin, but during the day it's an essay. Because you can the Shamar's Togod means that it's a mitzvah essay to wear. So here, you don't have to explain it as a lav. The Shamar can be a mitzvah essay. We also have to understand the Sifri Zuta, as cited by the Rambam, who brings this an essay from the Pasuk of Vishamru es Mishmeres Oel Moed. And the Los essay is from Ushmartem es Mishmeres HaKodesh, Ayin Sham. Now this is difficult, because like we saw in the Rambam, the essay is written earlier. That it says already in Pasuk Beis, "V'gamis achecha matel levi shevet avicha ekrei bitach, v'yelvu elecha v'yishar sucha, atah uvanecha itach lifnei ol ha'edus." That's the essay. Elish and Nichbot Sibu Izeb Lashon Achir, like the Rambam writes in Vishamru. But that's not the Ikar Asay. The Ikar Asay is Atau Vanecha. So why didn't the Sifri Zuta bring the Ikar Asay of Atau Vanecha? He only brought when it was doubled up, and it says Vishamru. The Shamar is just the Kefil. It comes afterwards. The Shamar is Mishmeres Ol Moed. But that's not the Ikar Asay. The Ikar Asay is in Pasuk Beis. Not in Pasuk Dalid. So why doesn't he bring the Ikar Asay? So these are just some of the questions. We also would like to discuss the shitas that Shmira is only at night, and there's stiras and the Rishonim about this. And then from there, we will, Mirtza Hashem, proceed to break some ground in this sugya. See a mahalach, see niflaot gdolot v'atzumot mitorat Hashem. So please, sweet friends, stay tuned, and we have a lot of exciting material coming up. And I thank you so much for listening. B'li neder we shall continue, and we'll always remember shesof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.